Let's first turn to the Bible, Book of Psalms, chapter 110.
诗篇 110篇 第三节.
Psalm chapter 110, verse 3.
第三节.
Verse 3.
当你掌权的日子，你的民要以圣洁的装饰为衣裳，甘心牺牲自己，你的民多如清晨的甘露。Verse
3, your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. And the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth.
假如我们看中文圣经的标题,
If we read the Chinese translation, the title of this chapter,
是在颂赞主的王权,
and it is to praise the authority of God.
那当王的话, 当然要有他的国家，要有他的土地，有他的人民。
And so, in order for someone to be a king, there needs to be a land as well as its people.
那有他的权柄,
and also his authority and power.
第三节呢是谈到他的王权与他的子民。
And so in verse 3, it talks about his authority and also his people.
那有的英译本呢就翻译为在你作战的日子。
And so some translation translate as in the day of the war.
那你的人民呢甘心乐意地来服役来服兵役。
And your people volunteer to be the soldier.
那你的年轻人呢要到圣山来找你。
And your youth shall go to this holy mountain and seek after you.
人数多如清晨的甘露。
And the number is just like the morning dew.
所以我们只要是有这个理解呢，我们再来学习追寻，可能会比较清楚。
And so if we use this kind of understanding, it will give us a more profound knowledge.
所以当你掌权的日子啊，这个中文的小字说，或作行军的日子。
In the days of your power, or in the days of your marching.
所以行军啊，就是军队在行进。
And when armies are marching, it's like a bunch of soldiers are marching.
那我们刚开始就谈过，王呢，当然是要他的子民，有他的权柄。
And as we mentioned earlier, the king needs to have his power as well as his people.
那这里说到哈，不是子民啊，不只是子民，而且是军队哈，军人军队。
Not just his own people, but also his own army.
所以有些时候，神看他的子民呢，就像他的军队一样。So
many times God see His people as an army for Himself.
所以当以色列百姓他们要出埃及的时候啊，那神就说啊，正满了430年啊，那神的军队都出了埃及。So
when the Israelites were ready to exit out of Egypt after 430 years, God describes that the army is ready to march.
神看人哈，跟人看人是不一样的。God
sees people differently than how man sees man.
那以人的眼光来看，当时以色列的百姓啊，其实他们是一片散沙啊。And
from the perspective of men, they view themselves as a scattered sand.
哎，就是没有什么组织啊。
Meaning that there is no, not much organization.
我们看有的人呢，可能是背着面团啊，有的人赶着鸭呢，有人赶着一只羊在行进。Some
may just carry a flower. Some may have their own duck and animals, and so they just march in this way.
啊，有的人可能用扁担哦，担着他们的家当、他们的财产。And
some may just carry their own possessions.
那可能有的人呢，手牵着他们的孩子。
Some may hold their children's hands.
我们看有没有军队这种的，有没有军队牵着孩子在行军？
And have we seen any army marching with their children holding hands?
啊，一前一后啊，步伐也没有整齐。
And is there a coordination between how they march?
还要边走边聊天。
And do they also chat around when they march?
所以在人的眼睛看起来，这些根本就不是军队啊。
So in the eyes of men, these people, they are not an army.
但在神的眼光看起来，这些人是他的军队。
But in the eyes of God, they are his army.
所以当神说是他军队，那就是他的军队啊。
So when God says this is his army, then this is his army.
那当然军队目的就要行军啊，要出去打仗的。
And the purpose of this army is to march and also go to war.
那当时以色列人他们也没有受过训练，也不是真正的一支军队，怎么能够去打仗？
Israelites at the time, they were not trained to be a soldier to fight.
神能够帮助他们打胜仗。
So how would they be able to fight? And so God helped them.
神是全能的神啊。
Because God is the Almighty God.
所以在旧约时代要成为万军之主啊，万军哦，万军的统帅的。
And so in the Old Testament, God shall be the Lord of Lords.
所以我们今天也是神的军队。
And so today, we are the same. We are God's army.
那神既然看我们是军队。
So since God views us as his army,
当神就会装备我们了。
So he will equip us,
让我们能够出去打胜仗。
In order for us to triumph over the battle.
那当我们看自己啊，也没有，也不像军人的样子啊。
But when we see ourselves, we do not look like a soldier.
那别人看我们，我们也不像军队。
When other people view us, they also see that we are an army.
但是在神的眼中看起来，我们这个军队不但是军队，而且是耶稣基督的精兵啊。
But in the eyes of God, we are not just an army, but also a Christian soldier.
啊，请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 2.
啊，这一段大家都非常的熟悉啊，提摩太前啊后书第二章第一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节
，Verse 1，
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。第二节
，Verse 2，
那你要在许多见证人的面前听我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能够教导别人的人。第三节
，Verse 3，
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵啊。第四节
，Verse 4，
那凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身。好叫那召他当兵的人喜悦，所以这个是谈到军队的军人跟召他的那个统帅之间的关系。
And so in here it describes the relationship between the soldier and also who enlists the soldier.
那我们很荣幸能够成为主的精兵。
And fortunately we can be.Soldier of God.
那不但是普通军队，而且还是特选的啊！这个是特选的。
This is not an ordinary army. This is especially chosen.
所以第四节说，凡在军中当兵的，就不将事物缠身。
That is why in verse 4 it says, "No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affair of his life."
因为我们在诗篇一百一十篇的第三节有提到那个装文的小子或者行军，就是要行进，要一直走动的。
And because in Psalm chapter 110 verse 3, we mentioned that the army needs to march, it needs to have action.
所以，假如是将事物缠身，我们有很多的思虑烦恼。
And to entangle himself with the affairs means that we put our lives.Into the mix.
那我们是很难顺利在前进。
Then it will be very difficult for us to march forward.
因为我们会被这件世俗的缠连中拖住了。
Because all these affairs would entangle us.
因为我们烦恼太多。
Because we have so much worry.
你看，我们假如是要选择到底是我们要投资哪一个行业投资啊
？And if Let's say if we want to invest on certain career.
在某个时间以前呢，我们必须在五间公司啊，五间公司呢，必须要选一间来投资。
And within a time frame, and within these five companies, we need to invest in one of them.
那当然，我们是要选择那一间呢，最会赚钱的。
And we should pick the ones that.Will make the most money.
但是我们不能够确定是哪一间比较会赚钱呢
？But we are not sure which company can make the most money.
所以我们的考虑就很多 A、B、C、D、E 都是差不多的。
So we have many choices that we need to choose, A, B, C, D, E.
每一间都有它的优点，每一间也有它的缺点。
Every company has its own advantage and disadvantage.
好，那我们是要选择哪一个？
So which one should we pick?
有时候我们考虑太多，这很难选择。
And so if we think about it too much, then it's very difficult for us to choose.
所以我们考虑太多，真的是很难行进，很难做决定，很难出发。
So if we think too much, then it will be difficult for us to march forward.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章
Hebrews chapter 12
第一节
verse 1
十二章第一节
chapter 12 verse 1
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前途的路程所以这里是有很多的见证人已经他们已经告诉我们、哦、我们也看到他们美好的品格美好的、主的恩典
There are many witnesses that they have good virtues and have given us a lot of grace
这些见证人呢他们蒙受神很多的恩典
And because these witnesses have received much grace from God
因为他们本来就是耶稣基督的精兵的
And because they are soldiers of God And can be an example, a good example for all of us.
说既然有人能够成为我们的榜样，他们做了很多美好的见证。
Since they are good examples and they have become the witness for God.
那我们就要做两个事情啊。
So therefore, we need to do two things.
第一个是放下各样的重担。
And the first is lay aside every weight.
我们生活的重担。
All our burdens in life,
我们工作的重担
all our burdens of our career,
人际之间关系的压力
our pressure from our human relationship.
当然，大家都有各种不同的重担
And we also have our own various pressures and burdens.
那学生有学生的重担呢
Students have their own burden.
那上班有上班的重担
And who the social workers have their own burden.
那第二个呢，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the second is a sin that is so easily ensnare us.
所谓的重担呢，就是重到我们很难行进，我们连站起来都没有力量站起来。
And that means that we don't even have the strength to stand up.
有些时候是生活的重担啊。
And so this kind of burden and pressure in life was ensnared. Sometimes it can be illness in life. And it would not allow us to easily walk or march forward. And the second is the sin that is so easily ensnare us.
哦，就好像一个网啊，把我们网住了，就不能够前进了，已经被网住了。
It's like a net that ensnares so that we cannot go forward.
我们很多这个年纪比较年长的弟兄姐妹哦，我们以前哈年轻的时候也没有电脑，也没有网络啊，什么都没有啊，甚至于连可能连电视机都没有啊。
And some older members in their early life they do not have computers or even TV.
所以我们的挑战啊，我们的引诱啊，试探引诱，这其实啊并不多。
So our challenges and in life are not as much as what we have today.
那今天就不一样。
And today is very different.
那自从电视机发明以后。
Ever since the television is created,
那本来晚间聚会哈，时间人很多的。
And in the past, there would be a lot of members coming to the night service.
啊，可是自从电视机发明以后
，But ever since the television is created,
啊，因为晚上电视啊很好看呐，连续剧。
And there is a lot of shows to watch.
这很多人呢、啊、就不愿意放弃这个机会啊，啊，就宁可在家里啊看。
So people would rather choose to watch their TV shows at home.
那他说就被这个电视节目所网住了，所缠累了。
And so they are being ensnared by these TV shows.
那电脑网络发明了以后
，And ever since the internet is invented，
要换成另外一种形式哈，被绑住、被缠累。
And it has another form to ensnare people's lives.
啊，当然我没有玩过这种电脑的游戏哈。
And some people may have play some computer games.
啊，不知道它诱惑有多大，没有玩过了。
Oh, some people may not have played the video games, computer games before, so they don't know how this temptation.
可是现在很多年轻人啊，被电脑的游戏啊所绑住。
But many youth today are bounded by these computer games.
连上学啊都不能去上学，不能够专心去读书了。
And even to the point that they cannot concentrate.In their study,
啊，读书都不愿意去了，教会我看他也是不大愿意来呀。
If they are not willing to go to school, then probably they are not willing to come to church.
因为已经被这种缠累的罪所绑住了。
Because they are bounded or ensnared by this sin.
所以我们既然是神的军队
，So since we are the army of God,
那刚刚所读的就是要行军，要行进的。
What we have just read is for us to march forward.
所以我们的信仰的旅程就是一直往前走啊。
Because our spiritual life needs to continue go forward.
要走到我们终点啊，就是天国这个目标。
Until we reach that destination, which is heaven.
所以不要将事物缠身啊，才能够往前走。
And so we should not allow these burdens to burden us.
那第三节啊，诗篇一百一十篇第三节，我们刚刚又读到啊，以圣洁的装饰为衣裳。
And so in Psalm chapter 110 verse 3, we also read that we need to clothe ourselves with holiness.
啊，圣洁就是神对信徒的基本要求。
And holiness is the basic principle that God have asked His people to do.
所以利未记的主题啊，利未记有那么多各种不同的献祭。
And Leviticus, there are many different kind of sacrifices.
啊，最主要的就是让我们能够圣洁。
And the meaning of that is so that we can be holy.
啊，我们为什么要圣洁？因为圣经说，因为神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
Why do we need to be holy? It is because God is holy.
那新约圣经也一样的要求我们要圣洁。
And so in the New Testament, it also requires us to be holy.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
This turn to First Thessalonians.
第四章第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. So this is the will of God, that we need to be holy.
我们刚刚谈到有些英译本，就翻译成为，你的年轻人要到圣山来找你，去圣山。
So as we mentioned earlier, some translation translate that your people shall go to this holy mountain to seek after you.
啊，这个意思就是告诉我们哈，我们要追求圣洁，因为要往这个圣山上啊前进啊，就是追求，一直往这个目标，往圣洁的目标来前进。
What this means is that we need to pursue after holiness.
我们既然知道啊，那当然我们不是啊很圣洁，但是我们可以追求啊慢慢成为圣洁。
And even though we know that we are not as holy, but we can do our best to pursue after holiness.
那我们不要说不可能啊，怎么可能成为圣洁？可以的，因为圣经说要追求圣洁啊，一步一步往前走。
And we should not say that it is impossible to be holy, because it is a step-by-step process to become holy.
啊，那什么叫圣洁
？So what is holiness?
因为有些时候这个宗教术语啊是很笼统的，也是很抽象。
And because sometimes the message of God can be
abstract.
Very abstract.
啊，凡是情欲的事情就是不圣洁的。
Anything that's related to flesh is unholy.
啊，所以我们来看看呢，我们到底是圣洁还是没有圣洁。
So let us see whether we are holy or unholy.
那没有的话也没关系，我们就要追求圣洁。
If we are not holy, then it's okay. We need to pursue after holiness.
啊，请看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
第五章十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 19.
那十九节到二十一节哈，这边记载着情欲的事情。
In chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, it talks about the things of the flesh.
那这些事情就是不圣洁的。
All these things shall consider unholy.
啊，那贪心也是不圣洁的。
So, for example, when you are greedy, then that means you are unholy.
那不圣洁啊，主就不会与我们同在。
If you are not holy, then God will not be with us.
所以追求圣洁是个人灵修的目标，也是整体教会啊追求的目标。
So pursue after holiness is our own personal goal as well as our whole church goal.
所以为什么我们要花很多的苦心、啊、来辅导这些、啊、青少年要结婚的人、啊、还有在神训班呢要很清楚地告诉我们年轻人要保守圣洁。
So, this is why we keep emphasizing holiness to the church youth as well as when we do our TTP program, we emphasize to be holy.
那本来生活是很个别的，是很私人的，是很、啊、个别的，很、啊、很隐私啊，你自己的事情啊，哎呀，别人不能够干涉的。
And our own personal life, are actually quite private.
啊，比如说你是不是啊，在外面、有这个婚外情啊，还是有还没结婚的人有与异性同居啊，本来这个是很个别的、啊、你的生活啊。
And whether you have a marriage affair or you are living together with someone, this is a very private life of yours.
但是呢，我们刚讲这个圣洁是跟全体教会一起追求一个共同的目标。
And as we mentioned earlier, to be holy, it is a common goal for our whole church.
那因为不圣洁的话，主就不会与我们同在。
Because if we are not holy, then God will not abide with us.
那这一间教会就不会蒙到神的祝福。
Then this church will not be blessed by God.
那教会没有得到神的祝福，我们每一个人就不会得到神的祝福。
Without a God's blessing to His church, then individual member of the church shall not receive blessing as well.
一个人呢会影响大家的。
Therefore, one person will have impact to the whole group.
所以一个人得罪神，就不是他自己私生活的关系啊，这不是私生活，这是教会的问题啊。
So when one person sins against God, then this is not just his own personal problem, but the problem of the church.
所以为什么教会一定要介入来辅导、来帮助
？That is why church needs to step in and counsel and help.
列王记下。
Let's turn to Second King.
列王记下第四章
Second King chapter 4
列王记下第四章的二十九节
Chapter 4 verse 29
二十九
Verse 29
伊丽莎吩咐基哈西、啊、说你束上腰索拿我的杖前去若遇见人不要向他问安人若向你问安也不要回答要把我的杖放在孩子的脸上三十节
Verse 30
那孩子的母亲说我指着永生的神又敢在你面前起誓我必不离开你于是伊丽莎起身随着他去了三十一节
31
那基亚西呢先去、啊、把杖这根杖、啊、是、啊、伊丽莎的杖、啊、
This is the staff of Elijah
所以他拿着伊丽莎的杖就先离开一步了
And so he went with the staff
啊、就把杖放在孩子的脸上可是呢却没有声音也没有什么动静、啊、基亚西就迎着伊丽莎回来告诉他说孩子还没有醒过来所以这根杖本来是伊丽莎的杖、啊、应该是很有功效的
So this staff of Elijah should be very effective.
啊，但是现在是被基亚西亚拿着。
But at this time, Gehazi was holding this staff.
那基亚西他心里啊，他心里圣不圣洁呢
？In whether do we know that in Gehazi's heart was he holy or not?
那么，只要是读第五章的故事啊，那我们就知道基亚西啊，他有贪恋这个贪心的念头。
And if we read the story in chapter 5, then we'll realize that the heart of Gehazi, he has this greed in his heart.
因为他平常就是有这种贪的念头，就隐藏在他的内心啊。
Because he had hidden this greed in his heart.
那只是时间还没到啊，他还没有以行动来表现出来。
It is just not the right time for him to show.This greed in his heart.
那当然人啊，看不出来他内心有贪念。
And because as normally men cannot see what's inside his heart.
是到了第五章才显现出来。
It is until chapter 5 then this is revealed.
这个时候还是隐藏在心里。
So at this time, this greed is still hidden in his heart.
也是罪啊。
It is also a sin.
也是不圣洁啊。
And it is also unholy.
所以我们刚讲过，不圣洁的话，神就不会同工的。
As we mentioned earlier, if we are not holy, then God will not work with us.
所以他拿着以利沙的杖，这个以利沙是神人呢。
And so as he hold the staff of Elijah, Elijah is a man of God.
那照理来说会有功效的呢。
And based on principle, it should be effective.
但是因为他不圣洁，他贪心。
But because he was unholy and he was greedy.
所以虽然他拿着以利沙的杖放在孩子的身上，孩子还是没有动静的。
So even though he put this staff on the face of the child, but there was no effect.
所以我们教会要很重视、很注重圣洁的追求。
Therefore, church needs to emphasize on pursuing after holiness.
以圣洁的装饰为衣裳。
And we need to clothe ourselves with holiness.
那诗篇110篇第三节又说了，人民呢是甘心牺牲自己啊。
And in Psalms chapter 110 verse 3, it also says that men are willing to sacrifice.
因为这些人民就是要主动来圣山向神报道啊，组成一个军队。
Because they volunteer themselves to be an army of God and fight for the Lord.
当然打仗也是要冒着生命的危险。
And as we fight, we must also put our own life at risk.
那肯定有人不愿意啊。
Some people may not be willing.
但是有人呢是甘心牺牲啊，没有人命令他，他自己愿意的。
But some people they are willing.They did not being forced to do this.
有些人哦，的这种冒死犯难精神呢，哎，让我们很感动。
And so, some of these actions from these volunteers deeply touch us.
来，我们看四世纪第五章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 5.
四世纪五章的十六节。
Judges chapter 5 verse 16.
五章第十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
你为何坐在羊圈内啊，听群中吹笛的声音呢？在牛鞭的西旁，有心中设大谋的。十七节。
Verse 17.
基列人安居在约旦河外，但人为何等在船上？亚瑟人在海口静坐，在港口安居啊。到这个时候呢，哎，没有人愿意出来呀。
At this point, there was no one willing to come out.
大部分的人都停留在讨论的阶段。
Majority of the people, they are just in the stage of in discussion.
那还有人在喝咖啡呢，听音乐呢。
Some people are drinking, some people are listening to music.
那有人在讨论。
Some people are discussing.
心中是大谋。
To have a debate.
那有的人还说，哎，我们来祷告，来听神的旨意，我们等候神的。
Some people say we should pray and ask for God's direction.
静坐啊，他们也不做什么。
And so they would just remain and do nothing.
所以没有人付出行动啊。
So nobody carry out any action.
啊，那十八节。
In verse 18.
那只有西布伦人啊，西布伦人是拼命敢死的。
And Zebulun is the people who jeopardized their lives.
那这些人呢？这些人啊，跟希拉雅意啊，那他们呢，冲下平原来杀敌人。
And so they were marching forward to the plains.
跟底波拉啊，跟底波拉他们来啊，来冲下平原啊，杀灭敌人。底波拉，底波拉。
And so they.Went together with Deborah and to fight in the battlefield.
好，那再看，继续看十八节哈。
Let's continue to read 18.
那拿弗他利人在田野的高处也是如此。
And Naphtali also on the height of the battlefield.
啊，所以我们看当时哈，这是他们以底波拉为主的哈，就是士师为主的这个军队呢，哎，有些人他甘愿牺牲啊，拼命敢死啊。跟他冲下平原。
So as the leader of Deborah, along with these people, they were able to put their lives on the line.
所以十五节哈。
That's why verse. Let's read verse 15.
以撒家的所有人与底波拉同来，以撒家怎样，巴拉也怎样，众人都跟随巴拉冲下平原啊。那十八节就提到西布伦，特别提到西布伦人是拼命敢死的人。
And so verse 18 especially mentioned the Zebulun was willing to jeopardize their lives.
那这些人呢，他们是拼命敢死，为了神来征战。
And so they were willing to fight for the Lord.
所以让我们非常感动啊。
And so this deeply touches.
那我们看保罗呢，他在使徒行传他也说他不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
And also, Paul in Book of Acts, he also mentioned that he does not treasure his own life.
他一心一意只想要完成神所托付的工作。
With one heart and one mind, he only wants to accomplish what God has entrusted to him.
啊，当然要把神国的福音传开来，也有很多的困难呢。
Of course, there are many difficulties for him to be able to preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
好像我们现在传福音呢，要使人相信也是非常困难的。
Just like when we preach today, it is also difficult for.The true seekers to believe.
教会圣工要开展也是很困难。
And for church holy work to prosper, it is also very difficult.
比如说，既然有聚会的话，既然大家都共同决议说星期一晚上就是要有聚会。
And for example, if we all agree that we should have a service on Monday night,
那这一天就是大家要来聚会的。
And so this day, we all shall come.To attend service.
那每一年有两次的灵恩布道会，就是要让很多人啊来接受福音。
Every year there are two evangelical services and spiritual convocation, and the opportunity is for people to come and attend.
但是我们又发现很困难。
But we realize that this is very difficult.
在困难当中，我们也可以发现很多人啊也是愿意牺牲他们自己的时间呢。
But in these difficulties, we can also see that people are willing to sacrifice their own time.
拨时间为教会祷告。
They will sacrifice their time to pray for God.
拨时间来做圣工。
They will sacrifice their time to do holy work.
邀请打电话邀请慕道者去，还要去再慕道者来听道理。
They will invite true seekers and also go to their house and pick them up.
也是不以性命为念呢。
And they are also.Putting their lives on the line.
就是为了要完成神所托付的使命。
So that in order to fulfill the commandments that God has entrusted us.
那罗马书的十六章哈，就是保罗在问安的。
In Romans chapter 16, Paul had greeted the members.
他特别提到一对夫妻。
He especially mentioned this couple.
就是百基拉与雅居的。
Which is Priscilla and Aquila.
他们把自己的性命置之于度外来服侍主的工人。
They also risk their own lives, so that they can support the other coworkers.
所以他们甘心牺牲自己的时间、自己的体力。
They're willing to sacrifice their own energy and also time.
就是为了神的事工的发展呢。
In order to make.The work of God prosper.
啊，说，但我们也有这种精神啊。
May we also have the same a concept.
而且要持续。
And we also need to have this consistently.
那有一次在 NCC 的时候啊，有位传道他用这个橄榄拼命呢作为讲题哈啊，勉励鼓励大家。
One time during NCC, a pastor used this topic of putting our own lives on the line as our mutual encouragement.
那时间已经过去好几年了。
And so several years have passed since then.
我还记得。
I still remember.
我还经常勉励我自己，要感恩时拼命为主做圣工。
I still encourage myself so that I can put my own life on the line and work for God.
希望这种心智啊，能够一直持续下去。
And may this heart be continually working inside.
那最后一点呢，就提到哈，提到说。你的人民啊，人数啊，多如清晨的甘露。
And the last point is that your people are as many as the morning dew.
那我们知道甘露呢，就是代表神的祝福。
We know that a morning dew symbolizes the blessing of God.
因为没有甘露的话，这个田地就不会被滋润。
Because without the morning dew, the field will not be nourished by the water.
那农作物当然就不会成长啊。
And so there will be no growth on the props.
所以我们看到以前啊，那些古代圣徒他们在祝福他们的孩子，还是神在祝福这些百姓啊，都有提到甘露从天而降。
And so as in the old time when the fathers bless their own children, or when God bless His own people, they will always say that the blessing shall come like the morning dew.
那当然，清晨的甘露哈，它出现一个短时间的，因为太阳出来以后，它就蒸发掉了。
And as we know, the morning dew will only appear momentarily, and once the sun come out, then it will disappear.
啊，虽然时间很短，但是呢，哎，没有它就不行。
Even though the time is short, but we need to have it.
啊，虽然它的生命很短暂，但是呢，却是很宝贵的。
Even though it has a short life, but it is very precious.
我们看主耶稣在世的时间呢，并不长啊，才33年半。
And for Lord Jesus, when he was in this world, it was also very short, only 33 years.
但是他发出爱的光芒啊，他的精神呢，就永垂不朽。经过2000年以后，到现在还在传颂着他的故事。
But because he was able to show or shine this light of love to mankind, and so even after 2,000 years later, his light still continued to shine.
所以清晨甘露就好像是我们年轻人一样，因为这个年轻人啊，就是清晨的甘露。
So this morning dew is just like our youth today.
因为年轻人这个时间也是很短暂的。
Because youth, The time frame of being a youth is also short.
四十几年前我也很年轻啊。
It's because 40 some years ago I was also very young.
哎，时间过了就不能够再回去了。现在已经慢慢年纪老化了。
But after time passed by, I cannot go back, and I will become old.
那记忆性不好啊。
And my memory also decrease.
啊，所以这个要讲章也要写很多啊，恐怕忘记啊这个。以前不需要几个重点写一写就可以讲了。
So I need to write down many notes nowadays, because I cannot remember all of them.
所以年轻人要把握这个很宝贵的时间，年轻。
So youth, we need to treasure this time. This
体力好，精神好，记忆又好。
You have a good energy and also you have good memory.
所以年轻人可以为教会做很多的圣工啊。
So youth can do.A lot of work for church.
所以年轻人在教会所扮演的角色也是不可以或缺的。
So youth in church is a very important role.
虽然他们人生经验并不比这些年纪大的多。
Even though their life experience may not be as many as the older members.
而且因为他们有体力，精神好，所以也可以发出爱的光芒啊。
But they have the energy.And so they can shine this light of love.
比如我们教会有很多年长的弟兄姐妹。
And as we have also many elder members.
那有一些行动不方便的。
Some may not be able to walk.
甚至有些可能啊，不能够清扫他们的家里的，没有办法自理的。
Or some they may not be able to. Take care of themselves.
当年轻人有些时候也可以去帮忙啊。
And so the youth can go and help.
甘心牺牲都是义工的甘心甘心牺牲自己的时间体力。
And willingly to sacrifice their time and energy.
让爱的光辉像主耶稣的光辉一样一直在传续下去。
And so that they can continue to shine this light of love of God.
那清晨的甘露哈。
So this,
很让人啊觉得很清新。
So this morning dew is also very refreshing.
你看我们只要是早上一起床啊，看到满地都是甘露的话。
And for if we wake up in the morning and we see that there is morning dew in our yard.
那我们就直觉哈，哎，今天早上空气很新鲜。
Then we will immediately know that this morning's air is very refreshing.
我们就觉得哎，今天呢这个。好像朝气蓬勃啊，很多精神。
And we can feel that morning is a good day, and we will feel very energetic.
这虽然我们有的年纪啊是一天一天的往前进啊，渐渐老化，但是我们的精神呢啊，却是一天一天的新呢。
Even though we are getting older each day, but our spirit is renewing every day.
好，我们请看耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn to Lamentation.
第三章二十三节。
Lamentation chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
那这都是新的，这是什么呢？这是主的恩典啊，主的怜悯啊，主的慈悲啊，都是新的，新的恩典。
These are new every morning, the God's mercy and God's grace.
就好像主的恩典，就好像甘露一样，我们每天早上起来看到甘露，就觉得很清新，每天都是神新的恩典。
And God's grace is like the morning dew, every day is refreshing.
我每天早上起来，不是靠着咖啡来提醒，来提神的，而是靠着主的恩典，每天都是新的。
So today, we are not using coffee to energize ourselves in the morning, but rather we use the morning dew or the blessing or the grace of God to motivate us.
So, 那我们每天早上去上班啊，去学校啊，都是精神很好，因为叫主的恩典。
So as we go to work or go to school, every day is a new morning.
每天都在见证主的恩典，每天都在享受主的恩典。
And every day we will testify for the Lord and also live out a new.New day.
只要我们愿意改变我们心思意念哈。
And as long as we are willing to change our heart,
我们不是期待别人改变，要期待自己先改变。
We are not expecting others to change, but we are expecting ourselves to change first.
改变以后能够带来新的气象、新的气氛。
When once we change.Then we shall see this a new day every morning.
那清晨的甘露哈，我们看它很饱满哈，晶晶灿烂。
And this morning dew is like a crystal.
啊，反映出属灵的光辉啊。
And so it represents that it will shine this spiritual light.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经在照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显现在耶稣基督的面上。所以神的光先显现在耶稣基督的面上，那耶稣基督要显现啊，就照在我们的内心呢。
And so a God's light first shine onto the face of Lord Jesus, and then it shine into our hearts.
所以这个是一个属灵的光耀。
So this is the spiritual glory.
那第七节。
The verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神啊，不是。我们自己啊。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
所以这个瓦器里头是装着神各样的恩典呢。
So this vessel will have various blessings from God.
那我们因为有神的爱，神的恩典啊，那在向外照到别人。
Because we have this love and grace of God, so that we can shine to others.
好，第十节。
And so this we verse 10.
这个能力哈，这第十节，身上带着啊，常带着耶稣的实施，耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
So this is
a renewal of life.
神选择我们的目的就是要让我们生命得到更新。
So the purpose that God chooses is so that we can renew our life.
我们帮助别人，帮助弟兄姐妹，也是希望他们的生命更新。
When we help others, when we help our brothers and sisters,it also means that we can renew our life.
我们当宗教教会的教员、老师哈，教导学生，也是希望他们的生命得到更新。
When we are teachers, we also hope that our students can have a renewal of their life.
但是要使人的生命更新，我们必须要好像耶稣基督一样哈，他一粒麦子啊，死了埋在地底下，出来以后啊，结出很多籽粒来。
And so, in order to renew their lives, we must be like the wheat, so that we can put ourselves in the soil and die, and therefore you will grow much fruit.
也就是要牺牲精神。
And so it means that we need to have this heart of sacrifice.
所以身上带着主耶稣的死，就能够使耶稣的圣灵显明在我们身上。
So when we carry this dying of Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus can also be manifested in our life.
发出一个属灵的光辉。
And so that we can shine this glory of God.
所以我们活着啊，不只是为着自己而活了。
So when we live, we do not just live for ourselves.
我们还要为我们所相信的信仰、相信的真理而活。
We need to also live for this faith that we believe in.
我们要为所爱的人而活。
We need to live for those people that we love.
我们要为主耶稣而活。
We need to live for Lord Jesus.
因为他曾经为我们牺牲过了。
Because he had already sacrificed for us.
因为他无条件的爱着我们呢。
He had loved us unconditionally.
我们为耶稣而活，就能够活出生命的色彩。
If we can live for Christ, then we will have this abundant life in us.
不要让我们生命册呢留白。
So that our book of life will not be empty.
所以我们但愿呢都能够作为清晨的甘露一样。
So let us encourage one another so that we can be like this morning dew.
再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
467首。
467.